1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers may be serious about leaving Wisconsin if there's no deal from the state to pay for maintaining American Family Field. Nate Wegehout reports.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WisPolitics that state and local governments and the Brewers should share in their responsibility. The package, as it stands, covers $698 million over 27 years. The state's share would be $463 million, which includes taxes on Brewers players, employees, and even opponents. Another $100 million would come from the team itself. Local governments would pay about $5 million a year, even though officials within the city and county of Milwaukee have been resistant. Voss says lawmakers will resume Brewer Stadium talks later this year. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's top prosecutor wants access to bankruptcy documents that were sealed by the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin in 2015. Attorney General Josh Call filed a motion in federal court this week to reopen the case. It led to a $21 million settlement between the Milwaukee Archdiocese and hundreds of sex abuse survivors. Call says he'd keep any information in the documents confidential, but they could be helpful in his broader investigation of alleged child abuse by religious leaders. The Catholic Church tells the Journal Sentinel that Call's request violates the rights of the survivors and others in the case. Indigenous college students face a lot of obstacles. The people behind a Wisconsin project are doing their part to help make higher education more affordable. Mike Moen reports.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison Star Lab is using a $500,000 foundational grant to create a one-stop shop for Indigenous students to find scholarship programs and other forms of financial relief specifically geared for them. Project co-leader Gresham Collum says he hopes the effort also compels more higher ed institutions to expand opportunities and update policies.
A lot of Indigenous students come from low-income areas where they have Pell Grant funding. And what I would like to see is a lot of these programs expand their offerings to cover costs like childcare, healthcare, basic cost of living.
He says those wraparound issues often get in the way of Indigenous students advancing their college careers. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
Wisconsin lost thousands of lower-paying jobs because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It says more than 55,000 jobs that paid less than $45,000 a year are gone. Most of those jobs were in restaurants and offices. On the other hand, the number of lower-paying jobs in transportation and shipping went up. So did their pay. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A man is dead after being trapped under a dock in Fond du Lac. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office says first responders were sent to the Breezy Hill campground at a little before 6 last night near the town of Byron. Officers arrived and found a man unconscious in about 10 feet of water. They tried to revive him before he was taken to the hospital where he passed away. Authorities say there will be an investigation. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Not only are mullets not going away, a new generation has fully embraced the business in the front, party in the back lifestyle. In fact, local boy Finn Hatch has made the final round of the USA Mullet Championship. If he wins, he will receive cash and a special trophy. The contest's website, mulletchamp.com, says they are about celebrating the boldest and most daring hairdos in the country. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Football tonight. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Cincinnati, where the Packers and the Bengals will kick off their preseason here at Paycor Stadium. I asked Packers running back A.J. Dillon what he and Aaron Jones have seen so far this week with Jordan Love at quarterback.
I think he did a good job of kind of going through his progression, trusting his, you know, technique and all that stuff. And, you know, something that we always say, Jonesy and I and the entire running back room, is we want to be reliable. You know, if he needs to get the ball checked down, we want to be reliable targets.
Cincinnati is the hometown of backup Packers quarterback Sean Clifford. Jordan Love on how Clifford is doing.
Oh yeah, no, he's fired up to be back home. He's the king of the city, I guess. No, I'm playing. But he's fired up. Speaks really highly of the city, but it's awesome for him to just be able to come back home.
Sean Clifford on what tonight will mean to him, his younger brother, and his family to play his first NFL game at Bengals Stadium.
I was a senior and he was in eighth grade. My parents surprised us with season tickets for that year, and I really credit like those moments to that time that we had together. So it's really special to be back and be able to, you know, play the team that I grew up watching so closely.
They kick off here tonight in about an hour at 6 o'clock. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is coming to Green Bay Monday morning before the Packers training camp practice to officially announce with team president Mark Murphy that the draft will be held in Green Bay in 2 years in 2025. NBA schedules, it's reported the Bucks will play again on Christmas Day, an early game in New York against the Knicks. It's the sixth year in a row Milwaukee has played on the holiday. Baseball, the Brewers open a 9-game road trip tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Willie Adames, after months of struggling at the plate, was able to knock one out of the park on Wednesday. Craig Counsell had this to say.
You know, he's so important to the group and us being a good baseball team. And so, you know, again, another guy contributing to a win and feeling like he did something good for us.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday football pregame edition. That's Howard Cosell, my co-host. How you doing, Howard?
I am not Howard Cosell, but thank you, Michael. Happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited. Packers.
I can tell, man. You keep
Packers
talking about
preseason
it.
Kicking off about an hour from now on WRJN, a Civic Media partnership with the Packers Radio Network. Dude, my whole little broadcast career, I always wanted to have the Packers. And now we do. And now we do. So I'm a happy camper, except it's Friday, so we got to air some grievances. And I got one, Dom. And I waited till 5 o'clock, till the second hour, the happier happy hour, knowing that, you know, a few of our right-wing trolls might creep off, find some Packer pregame coverage. Got a Brewer game rolling out tonight across the network as well. Might sneak off for some baseball while we talk about Hunter Biden. Damn, there's been a special counselor named. The plot has thickened. And this could complicate the presidential campaign of Joe Biden. Obviously, if you weren't listening in hour number one, and where were you? Unless you're listening to the Packer pregame show on WRJN, we did announce the breaking news here in the great state of Wisconsin. Joe Biden, our president, coming to Milwaukee on Tuesday. As they flush out the details, we'll bring them to you here on the Civic Media Network Devil's Advocate Show. But Dom, other big breaking news. Collapse of the Hunter Biden plea deal could complicate the president's campaign. Yeah, because they named a special counselor. Here is what the Washington Post is reporting. A few weeks ago, the legal clouds, around Hunter Biden were clearing after years of personal and political turmoil. He had arrived at a plea agreement with federal prosecutors, one that would keep him out of jail while putting some of his past misdeeds behind him. Tom, we'd always like to put some of our youthful indiscretions behind us.
Yes, of course.
He had settled a child support case in Arkansas. He began making his regular public appearances with his father. But on Friday afternoon, amid a flurry of court filings and solemn public remarks from Attorney General Merrick Garland, and we've got some of this sound, any sense that the legal woes of the president's son were concluding quickly vanished. The plea agreement collapsed, and the prosecutor said that a trial, therefore, is in order. Garland granted special counsel status to U.S. Attorney David Weiss, signaling that the investigation that recently seemed to be concluding is very much ongoing. And the upshot, President Biden faces the prospect that his re-election campaign will unfold at the same time his son faces trial, possibly in a federal courthouse a few blocks from the White House. The legal proceedings could weigh on the president politically in the fact that the case involves his surviving son, one with a history of drug and alcohol addiction, one he speaks with almost every day, one most of his advisors avoid discussing with him, is also likely to weigh on him personally. Well, you know, it would be nice if your political opponent, let's call him Donald J. Trump, if he was under multi-count indictments in multiple jurisdictions, and you could talk about that instead of being questioned about your own ne'er-do-well son being under federal indictment or at trial. Well, politically, you'd rather have the former than the latter.
Cody, the reporting continues. Beyond that, Hunter Biden could face trial at a time when Democrats were hoping to focus. The focus would be on Donald Trump's own trials and legal problems. The situations are much different. Trump is charged with mishandling classified documents and attempting to overturn the 2020 election, while Hunter Biden faces misdemeanor tax charges and allegations about lying about his drug use and when purchased a gun. Most crucially, Trump is a former president who is seeking to return to the White House, and Hunter is a private citizen. Even so, the developments will inject an element of uncertainty into the White House. David Axelrod, a Democratic consultant who was President Barack Obama's chief strategist, said this: "On balance, I'm sure that this did not land well at the White House. There are elements of it that complicate things for the Republicans as well, but it's fair to say that nobody on Team Biden is eager for Hunter's case to be extending into the election year." Weiss becomes the second special counsel investigating matters related to Biden and his family. Garland appointed Robert Hur this year to probe the handling of classified documents found at Biden's home and former office. Biden has generally tried to avoid commenting on the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden, but he has on occasion declared his son's innocence. "My son did nothing wrong," Biden said during a presidential debate in October of 2019. "I'm proud of my son," he said during a news conference in December of 2020, adding when asked about the likelihood that his son would be cleared on the tax investigation, "I'm confident," he replied. As of this May, his feelings had not changed. Quote, "My son has done nothing wrong," he told MSNBC. "I trust him. I have faith in him." Biden held no public events on Friday, and he did not speak to reporters, shouting questions about his son as he walked to Marine One en route to a weekend in his vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. "I don't think he's really in a position to be commenting on all of this, but it's an awkward problem," Axelrod said. "He's also, as he's shown, he doesn't want to undercut his son. But it's hard to say Hunter Biden has done nothing wrong when he's already tried to plead guilty. It's not a helpful situation for him."
Can't imagine it would be, Dom. And while Democrats have tried to talk about Hunter Biden as little as possible, Republicans bring him up as often as they can, something that will probably only escalate if the legal case drags on. Dom, there is some call to impeach Joe Biden. Now, initially, this was the crazies, the loonies, the Freedom Caucus, and then she was kicked out of the Freedom Caucus. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
But it is my understanding, or at least it's being prophesized, that the special counselor, that the further investigation of Hunter Biden may lead to additional investigations of Joe Biden and could, in fact, lead to his impeachment. They'd like to get there. Whether or not there's anything there,
right?
They'd like to get there. I mean, while Trump's at trial, if you could impeach Joe Biden, if you could clip his wings down, you don't think that'd be appealing to the Republican Party? Oh, yeah, they're going to impeach his ass.
We have some sound from Garland. I think maybe we should get there. We're ready for that. Let's roll out with some Garland.
Do you think Sean Hannity's declaring this Merrick Garland Day because of the special counselor?
Let's hear what Garland has to say. Cut number one, please, if you would.
"On Tuesday of this week, Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel, and he asked to be so appointed."
So apparently he did this month. He didn't last month. Remember all the back and forth. What did he? Did he ask to be a pistol counselor? Did he not? Well, now he has asked, and he has been appointed. Let's do cut two, if you would, please, Nate.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel, consistent with the Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
Let's continue on. AG Garland Weiss, cut three.
Mr. Weiss has told Congress that he has been granted ultimate authority over this matter, including the responsibility for deciding where, when, and whether to file charges, and for making decisions necessary to preserve the integrity of any prosecution.
I think perhaps Hunter Biden should run for president, and he could talk about how political this is. A little more from AG Garland. Cut number four, please.
I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint him as special counsel.
Okay, cut five. What about the authority?
As special counsel, he will continue to have the authority and responsibility that he has previously exercised to oversee the investigation and decide where, when, and whether to file charges.
AG Garland talking about the special counsel appointed. Cut number six, please.
The appointment of Mr. Weiss reinforces for the American people the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters.
Let's play. We have just two more. AG Garland, let's play them back to back.
This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requests. It also reaffirms that Mr. Weiss has the authority he needs to conduct a thorough investigation and to continue to take the steps he deems appropriate independently. I am confident that Mr. Weiss will carry out his responsibility in an even-handed and urgent manner and in accordance with the highest traditions of this department.
Now, this is a little strange, Tom. David Weiss is the U.S. attorney appointed by Trump who had negotiated the prior plea deal with Hunter Biden. And he seems satisfied with it. He actually contradicted many Republicans that claimed, they didn't give him the power. He said, I always had the power. I made a deal. Well, now the Trump-appointed judge doesn't like the deal. And now this guy's seeking special counselor power. And you would say, that seems a little fishy. Well, that's what the Republicans are saying, Dom, because they think, according to the Foxy News Digital, this is like a smokescreen cover-up. Let me see if I can help you follow the controversy.
So getting exactly what they wanted, the Republicans I'm talking about, now is not enough?
Special counsel appointment. Something's not right. Republican lawmaker sounded off after Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday appointed special counsel for a probe into first son Hunter. High-ranking GOP lawmakers torched Garland's appointment of U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who led the prosecution in Hunter Biden's tax and gun charges, to head up the special counsel probe. Well, why would you start over? House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer called Garland's announcement part of the Justice Department's effort to attempt a Biden family cover-up in light of the House Oversight Republicans mounting evidence of President Biden's role in his family's schemes selling the brand for millions of dollars to foreign nationals. Although he offered no evidence of that, right, Dom? Now, Weiss is the federal prosecutor who has investigated the first son's business dealing and brought charges against him in Delaware. His appointment as special counsel could indicate that, contrary to Hunter Biden's defense lawyer's claims, the Justice Department investigation into President Biden's son is not over. They're waiting breathlessly over at the Foxy News, Dom. They're hoping. Come back with us. Devil's advocates. No hoping. Just call in. 844-967-2789.
We're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes! Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 61. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 80 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 59 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Bulls Advocates Radio Show, taking your calls, airing the grievances, 844-967-2789, reporting that the Justice Department appointed a special prosecutor to look into the Hunter Biden. Now, this is the same guy who's been investigating, the same guy, Weiss, who had the deal that the deal fell apart. And I got to tell you, man, what some of the Republicans that think that this is somehow a cover up because what it would impact their own investigation, I guess. But anyway, it's just no pleasing some people. My understanding of the first deal breaking down was that, you know, did this involve any other crimes, right? Or was it just only these specific things? Did he get a pass and anything else that may have been done? That's my impression of how this thing went down. And they said no, and so Hunter and his team had a problem with that. So here's where we're at. And as I've always said, okay, you know, flush it out. Do the investigation. Do the, you know, get your facts. If there's criminality, pursue it. Get justice. That's how it is. That's how it should be. If it were me, if it were Crudy, if it were Nate, if it were Luke, if it were any of you, okay. Then it goes, it doesn't matter. The politics don't matter to me. If he was doing some things, he already pled guilty. He obviously was doing some things. If they can't come to a deal, then go to trial and let that flush out. Let it happen as it should happen.
Dan, we've also got some updates on a gag order of sorts against the former president, but let's get to the phones first.
We'll get there. Be patient. 844-967-2789. But I want to throw this one out there.
Oh, there's more. If we're going to talk about the
family of presidents, and this was also kind of odd to me, The Hill reporting House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said Thursday that Jared Kushner, former President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor while in office, crossed the line of ethics by accepting a $2 billion investment from the Saudi government in his private investment firm 6 months after he left the White House. In an interview on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper, Comer acknowledged an argument made by 2024 GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie, who noted Kushner's extensive work in the Middle East on behalf of the Trump White House and claimed in an earlier interview that Trump family has been involved in grifting for quite some time now. Comer, however, sought to draw a distinction between Trump's family business dealings and President Biden's families, which Comer suggested he viewed as more severe. And here's the quote. I've been vocal that I think what Kushner did crossed the line of ethics. What Christie said, it happened after he left office. Still no excuse, Jake, but it happened after he left office. And Jared Kushner actually has a legitimate business. This money to the Bidens happened while Joe Biden was vice president, while he was flying to those countries, quote unquote. So and Comer's, you know, trying to line him up and knock him down on the Biden family, admits, and he says himself, that's unethical. And to have a, you know, the guy was what, a real estate guy? He's not an investment banker. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? They don't give him money to invest. What, dude? So if you think this is, and I would also suggest, you know, Hunter Biden was never in office. Hunter Biden was never on the payroll. Hunter Biden didn't make millions and millions and millions of dollars while working for his dad at the White House. You're thinking of Jared Kushner. You're thinking of an Ivanka Trump. And if you think, Mr. Comer, that those things are unethical, well, I very much look forward to your investigation into the Jared Kushner business dealings with Saudis.
Are you encouraged by this? The pointing out of the rank hypocrisy, but suddenly it's unethical. Or perhaps worse, Congressman. 844-967-2789. Our pal Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, first, the irony of them calling themselves Moms for Liberty when they're actually, you know, out there for banning for books. I mean, that's kind of the opposite of what liberty is, the definition of liberty. Imagine the collective works of Thomas Paine they would find objectionable, as well as certain books of the Bible. I mean, with the book of Genesis, I guess it's Genesis. I just looked it up, Genesis 34, where Jacob's sons would murder the prince that married their sister, and that after he'd been circumcised.
You're asking the wrong panel, Mark.
The point I'm making is there's all sorts of stuff that could, you know, that is sexually explicit, but they would have to ban if they're consistent. I mean, it is just ridiculous that these people are out there calling themselves Moms for Liberty because they're anything but for liberty. I mean, that, yes, there's stuff perhaps grade school kids shouldn't have access to, but they'd probably ban a book that I can remember reading when I was in sixth grade, The Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler, which was actually a abridged version of The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and The Diary of Anne Frank, which was really big with the girls when I was in sixth grade, back in, I think it was 69. It's just not for liberty.
No, dude.
You know,
it is not. And the Bible, I mean, if these are your criteria, the murder, the sex, you know, that kind of stuff, the eternal damnation, that could, you know, scare some kids. Certainly the Bible should be banned if you're going to ban any book.
If you hadn't heard, what is it? Moms for Liberty doing sort of a town hall with the presidential Republican candidates in Milwaukee day before the debate, right? 22nd or earlier in the day in the 23rd.
Yeah.
They got candidates. They just can't tell you which ones. But I'm pretty sure Marianne Williamson factors in. Maybe RFK Jr., Dom.
No, I doubt it.
One of our texters texted in, isn't banning the direct opposite of liberty? And then asked, should be called the National Karen's Clutch? They are quite Karen-like. I was in the Dells last night. I saw a lady checking in late night. Seemed a little Karen-ish. Maybe it was the blonde sort of beehive, you know, stacked on the top. The bangs crossing the forehead. The angry look in her eyes. I think I witnessed the urban Karen in her natural
A mom for state. Liberty?
Something like that. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocate. It is the happy hour. Your Friday grievances will take you right up to Packer kickoff at 6 o'clock. Civic Media's got your Packer station. Pre-games played right now on WRJN 1400 AM. But at 6 o'clock at kickoff time, join us there. Milwaukee listens to the Packers on the AM, 1400 AM. Make a note of it. Listen to the game. But first, more Devil's Advocates.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Officials in Maui say they will reopen parts of West Maui that were destroyed in this week's wildfires, which are now 80% contained. Stephanie Evans, devastated to see what happened to her town.
It's hard because Lahaina is so historic, and you can't rebuild. You know, all those things, it's history, right?
At least 55 people are dead. Hundreds remain unaccounted for. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the elevation of the prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden to special counsel status. Republican presidential hopefuls are at the Iowa State Fair today and this weekend to charm voters in the first caucus state, all but Chris Christie expected to attend. Toyota recalling around 168,000 2022 and 23 Toyota Tundras and Tundra hybrids because of the possibility of a fuel leak that could increase the risk of a fire. Subaru recalling more than 35,000 cars. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. An Ocano man was sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison for providing drugs that led to an overdose death. Jason Lipp, 36, of Ocano, was found guilty of first-degree reckless homicide in April. The court ruled that he gave a 54-year-old Ocano Falls man a drug that contained heroin, fentanyl, and meth, and caused the man's death in 2020. During the trial, people testified that Lipp provided drugs that led to other overdoses as well. In addition to his prison time, Lipp will also serve 10 years of extended supervision. Are your weekend plans set? If you're the indoor type, check out some down-home filmmaking at the Green Bay Film Festival at the Tarleton Theater, Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. The festival features the Wisconsin's own program showcasing Wisconsin filmmakers and stories. The event will have awards and Q&As with directors. It also offers a full dinner menu and beverages. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Devils Advocates radio show, counting down to a Packer preseason kickoff at 6 o'clock. Hope you're loving every minute of this show. I know I am, Dom. I am very eager for the inaugural playout on Civic Media's own WRJN Packers against the Cincinnati Bengals. Many other stations across the Civic Media Network are going to have the Brewers 7:10 first pitch, but I'm especially charged up about Football Fridays around here, Dom. You know, the high school football season is going to kick off like a week from Friday. I think it's next Friday. But that doesn't mess with our show. Apparently these Packers are getting close to stepping on us, Dom. A very clever texter, I think it was Dana up in God's Country up in La Crosse, listening on the Eagle, 1490 AM, had a name for the Moms of Liberty group. Listen close. He called them Klanned Karenhood. Klanned Karenhood. I thought that was clever. Here's another texture on the football theme. Instead of hypocrisy all around, who remembers when the Packers' first preseason game was always played at Camp Randall? And I believe it was always against the Saints. I'm like, I don't remember that. So I looked it up. Packers played 14 exhibition games at Camp Randall Stadium, mostly between like 86 and 99.
Yeah, the Saints, they already did. They did their training in lacrosse. No, was that the Saints?
Lacrosse. Came to lacrosse? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Jim Rome was the quarterback? Or pardon me. Jim Rome had the goofy show, right? Who was the guy from Purdue? The quarterback, Jim Everett. And he went on the Jim Rome show. And Jim Rome is this talk radio guy, sort of the Howard Stern, the Dan O'Donnell of sports talk. And this Purdue quarterback, this starting quarterback for the Saints, well, he flipped the table. This guy asked him like one more time, called him Chris Everett. You know, like the female like
purposefully insulting him to his face across the table.
And he said, do it again. Show. So he did. Jim Rome just could not take the bait. So Jim Everett flipped the table and they went to break. You know, I mean, it was bad. It was like, you know, I thought you're going to have a Geraldo moment.
Well, and
Jerry Springer stuff going on there.
He's a big dude and Rome
Jim
is
Rome's
not.
No. So like a week later, here's Everett showing up for Saints training camp in lacrosse. And, you know, you could approach the players. You could get close to them. And I would say throughout the course of the training camp, Everett, A, was pretty fast for a quarterback. Tall, fast guy. B, one of the nicest human beings I ever met. I mean, this guy would stay like an hour after practice each and every day and sign autographs. Sometimes he'd play catch with some of the kids that were there. I mean, really a nice human being. But anyways, they were running the wind sprints first day of practice. And he was kind of running on the edge next to me. And I was on the sidelines just videotaping and, you know, covering it on behalf of my home market. And so anyways, he was winning all the wind sprints, certainly beating all the quarterbacks on the squad. But I mean, he was challenging many of the wide receivers. He was hauling ass. And I said, you know, after that thing on Jim Rome show, you better not be, you know, mailing it in during the wind sprints. And this guy just, you know, he could have taken that wrong, but he just grinned ear to ear. You know, like he knew he was going to set a good example in camp. He was not going to pull a Crudy in the wind sprints and just kind of, my asthma's acting up, coach. I'll get there.
My arm, it's broken. You remember when Joe Montana walked to the champs?
Yes, with David Craig. The Chiefs were in town, and they were there to probably to have an exhibition game, inter squad practices like the Packers did in Cincinnati. Yeah, we were at that little crappy corner bar. Was that Brothers? Is that where
Champs,
Bob? Where, oh, Champs. Yeah, where Bob was back bar Bob.
Back bar Bob. Yep.
Yeah. And it was like a Monday night, right? It was just a summer night. Me and my alcoholic buddies just hanging out at a bar on a Monday night, just hanging out, drinking. Like, we're the only ones in the joint. And what happened? Who snuck in the back door?
Well, Joe Montana walks in the door and instantly recognized, right? Didn't Bob yell, "Hey, Joe!" And Joe Montana turned around and walked out the door.
It was a very short visit with Hall of Famer Joe Montana.
He was ready for any of that. He just wanted to hang out a little bit, so I get it.
Bob. You know,
Bob.
We could have, you know what? We would have taken selfies in this day and age. But back then, man, you didn't have selfies. If you didn't get an autograph, all you got is a story for the radio. 844-967-2789. You know, I got plenty of those. Thank God there weren't cameras and cell phones back then.
Oh, man.
There'd be some stuff on the internet we'd never be never get rid of.
Cell phones?
Bill from O'Connell.
967-2789. Bill, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Welcome, Bill. What do you got?
A couple of things. First of all, I'm amazed that the Republicans with Hunter, they kind of missed or it slipped by them about Jared Kushner and $2 billion, but what's $2 billion these days? And, you know, big deal. But I thought they were the crew that was against weaponizing. And are they weaponizing now or not? But I'll leave you with this last thought. This morning I'm on the internet, and who pops up but Scotty Walker? Making the claim that if we roll back Citizens United, it will just be devastating to the country. Oh, I wish I could have called him.
Well, it'd be really devastating to his paycheck, Bill. He would have no purpose for existing as a highly paid frontman for the Young Adolphs Foundation if it weren't for Citizens United.
That's right. No, you're right. But I just couldn't believe the audacity of that Wisconsin's favorite idiot that comes out and says it would be devastating. I just thought, Scotty, you know, why don't you just call it quits, turn you out to pasture, make a gelding out of him. He's done. He really is. But anyhow, thanks. By the way, you guys are probably the best there is in the radio you do, and I hope you're aware of it, and I hope you get the awards you deserve. You do a great job of educating, not alienating. You're the best. Thanks, and have a great weekend. Have a beer on me.
Bill,
all right on, Bill.
Send cash or loose joints. Either one. All accepted.
I need to work on my alienation, Bill. I guess we're not doing it enough. Appreciate your thoughts, your calls, 844-967-2789. The other breaking news of the day, let's throw it out before Crudy gets going. Another football
I was
going to
talk about the Packers, or maybe, you know, doing a bar party, getting out with the people, because, you know, they used to supply me with loose joints that got me through the winter, Dom. It was like being a squirrel with nuts. Those loose joints got me through a long winter last winter.
Well, it got you through college all the time, man. whatever happened.
That's a different story for a different day.
Yeah, come on. 844-967-2789. Political reporting. The other big news of the day, Kyle Cheney, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan warned Donald Trump and his attorney Friday that repeated inflammatory statements about his latest criminal prosecution would force her to speed his trial on charges related to his bid to subvert the 2020 election. Quote, I caution you and your client to take special care in your public statements about this case. I will take whatever measures are necessary to safeguard the integrity of these proceedings. Chutkan's stark admonition came at the conclusion of her first courtroom session in the newest criminal case against former president. The aim of the hearing was for special counsel Jack Smith prosecutors and Trump's attorneys to hash out disputes about the handling of evidence in the case. Once Chutkan enters a so-called protective order governing evidence, prosecutors say they're prepared to share millions of pages of documents with Trump's team, jumpstarting the case and setting it on a path to trial. But Chutkan, aware of the national spotlight on her oversight of the explosive case, repeatedly emphasized that she intended to keep politics out of the courtroom and treat Trump like any other criminal defendant. That included potential consequences if he makes statements that could be construed as harassing or threatening witnesses. Another quote from the judge. The fact that he's running a political campaign has to yield to the orderly administration of justice. If that means he can't say exactly what he wants to say about witnesses in this case, that's how it has to be. Even arguably ambiguous statements from parties or their counsel, if they can be reasonably interpreted to intimidate witnesses or to prejudice potential jurors, can threaten the process. The more a party makes inflammatory statements about this case, which could taint the jury pool, the greater the urgency will be that we proceed to trial quickly. Quickly.
Is that like imminently? The other term I like when they move to trial with alacrity. Let's move them to trial with alacrity.
Alacrity.
Dom?
So, the judge, not taking any crap. I think most of the reporting went down the middle on this. Of course, Trump's team wanted everything released and Jack's want nothing. And so this protective order will cover sensitive information, not the unsensitive information. So, okay, good. I mean, I think she's going to, the impression I get is she's going to manage this thing properly. And I love the fact, and I was reading some of the live tweeting of some of the social media folks today, essentially saying that, look, I mean, his day job doesn't matter that he's running. It's a day job that doesn't interfere with this justice, with this administration of justice. That takes a back seat. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's encouraging to me. Because I basically said the same thing. Who cares if he's running for a political office? He's not the president now. He could have any other job. You don't get to say, "Hey, it's tax season. I don't have time for my trial on fraud, right? because I'm an accountant, can I put me off until like next December? That doesn't work that way. And I don't get the, I get the impression that the judge will not allow these kind of shenanigans. So I'm hoping I may not be January 2nd, but perhaps in the end of the month of January of 2024. I'm sorry, 2023.
Well, Dominic, that's why I can never be tried. Because I work 365, man. Yes, doing this working. Job is a always working job. Yeah. Always working. Got a couple of texters. They want us to remind you that if you're looking for the Packers Game Day Radio, we are the Packers network station. A couple of different markets around the great state. WRCO in Richland Center. People down there, they know that well. Up in the Northwoods there, hey. Our newest affiliate, at least it's coming soon, Park Falls 98.3 FM, QFM. Big old country stick in the Northwoods with lots of Packers on it, Dom. And the newest, the shiniest, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha. And I want people up in Milwaukee to know, you can listen to the Packers game on the Civic Media Signal. It's coming in like 15 minutes now, but on 1400 AM. But one of the texters says, but if you live down here in Racine, Kenosha, like he does, tell him about the 99.9 signal. It's airing the game, and the FM frequency modulation's 100%. TNA's better. Someone really likes the FM modulation, yeah, well, the frequency modulation.
The flux capacitor is working at full efficiency.
And also 98.1 FM. But if you're not a big Packer fan, hell, stick around. We got more live programming right here on Mad Radio, like outside the Pizza Box with our pal Pizza Box Mike. How you doing, Michael? You come on the air at 7. What you talking about?
Hey, Mike.
I don't know, but if you guys are getting awards, I should get one for alienating the crowd. What, I believe in UFOs. Doesn't that count? Oh, never mind. That's what
nice.
I'm dealing with.
Is that kind
of, I'm dealing
joke.
With that level of mentality. That you just, you got to beat it down. You got to beat it back. Rudy, you were saying that earlier in the week. We got to fight back. Yes, we do. But I'll tell you what I'm really upset about is that the entire world isn't, like, you know, in an emergency right now, meeting on climate change and everything. I mean, seriously? Hawaii, you know, blowing up like that is just, it's unprecedented, just like all the other things that are unprecedented right now. The hottest month ever. It's just getting worse by the hour. And nobody, I mean, we're talking around the world. Nobody seems to be in a panic about it. Yeah, the billionaires know, man. They're building their space station.
Pizza Box Mike, more cheerful thoughts outside the Pizza Box right here on WMDX 92.7 FM. He comes on at 7. The rest of you can join me in listening on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. Packers kick off around 6. But final grievances of the day, still time for yours. 844-967-2789. More cheerful thoughts, more Devil's Advocates.
Cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin State
Fair. There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 80 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. Temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 60s to the mid-70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 80.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now. Hear your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Tom, going to the phones, straight to the lines. It's all about the lines. Jake from Brookfield. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So I was thinking about the segment on Favre in Mississippi earlier, and just Mississippi being in the news, and I thought of the American folk singer Phil Oakes and his song, Here's to the State of Mississippi. Pretty accurate still. I mean, it's not entirely fair, I would say, but you guys have a chance. Give a listen to it.
Jake, could you hum a little? Sing a little for us. I'm unfamiliar with the song. I'd like to look it up, but you got to sing, like, give us a little flavor. You can, you know, like rap it style. You can talk through it, but just give us a little flavor, Jake.
I would not do it justice. I would butcher it.
Well, that's good radio too, Jake. We're okay with that.
Take what we can get, man.
What's it called, Jake? What'd you say that's it's called? The song about Mississippi?
It's Here's to the State of Mississippi by Phil Oakes. Not entirely fair, I would say, but it is pretty accurate in my opinion.
Well, we'll put our fine production team on looking that one up. I'm unfamiliar. I'd like to be able to hum along with that one by the end of the show, Dom. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good as usual.
You ever in a bad mood, Rico? I mean, I'm not complaining, man.
You know, you
but
want me to sing? You want me to sing?
If you know the Mississippi song, sure, sing the Mississippi song. If you know the words.
Hey, you know Mississippi song, listeners. What was I thinking of? Now I forgot about it. I was going to say something totally different anyway. Doesn't matter. These moms for fascists. That's where I want to go. Oh, moms. Yeah.
Moms for liberty. Moms okay. for liberty. Well, yes, yes.
Yeah, do you guys remember? You guys remember George W. when he first invaded Iraq? Actually, it was called up, and they got this on paper, by the way, guys. If you want to look it up, Operation Iraqi Liberation. But they had a little problem with the acronym there. You know, if you want to spell it out in your head, you know, it's O I L, folks. Oil, but that just didn't work for them, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, these moms, they need to do the same thing. Get rid of the liberation thing, put the F in there, because then we could just call you the MFFers, you know, and stick in fascists at whatever we
I
want.
Like
you know?
Rico, you win, man. You win. You win.
Rico, I'm gonna cut you off, man, because I appreciate your stellar humor, but you know, you're walking that line. And you look like you sound a little like you've had a good time this Friday afternoon. You know, it is after work, after 4:20. Rico might cross that line. Can't ever cross the line, Dom.
We are now renaming Moms for Liberty to Moms for Fascism, known as the MFFers. Yeah, I can see.
Careful. Careful, you as well, careful. Dom. You've got a bad reputation as well.
Don't pull a Maggie now.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. Not around Maggie. She'll beat your ass. 844-967-2789. So no trip to Des Moines? I hear Trump's out as well.
Your birthday party, mate. But not that I have a party to go to or anything like that. not that it's in Iowa. That's not it. It's that I'm scared of the Christians, and let me tell you why.
Dom, I thought you were going to say it's not because I have a party to go to. It's because I have a pool party to go to.
Yes, a pool party. Crudy, the New Republic reporting, the editor of editor-in-chief of Christianity Today is warning that evangelical Christianity is moving too far to the right, to the point that even Jesus' teachings are considered weak.
You can't trust that Jesus guy. What's he know?
I mean, what do you want? These hippies with sandals and hanging around with the hoos. Russell Moore resigned from the Southern Baptist Convention in 2021 after years of being at odds with other evangelical leaders. Specifically, Moore openly criticized Donald Trump, whom many evangelical Christians embraced. Moore also criticized the Southern Baptist Convention's response to sexual abuse crisis and increasing tolerance for white nationalism in the community. Now he thinks his religion is in crisis. He told NPR in an interview released on Tuesday that multiple pastors had told him they would quote the Sermon on the Mount, specifically the part that says to turn the other cheek when preaching. Someone would come up after the service and ask, "Where did you get those liberal talking points?" What was alarming to me is that in most of these scenarios, when the pastor would say, "I'm literally quoting Jesus Christ," the response would not be, "I apologize." The response would be, "Yes, but that doesn't work anymore. That's weak." When we get to the point where the teachings of Jesus himself are seen as subversive to us, then we're in a crisis. Weak. The weak Jesus teachings. And these are the evangelicals, man. So do they worship Jesus or do they worship Trump?
Well, you know the answer.
The answer to that.
Yes. Yeah. It's not the policies of Jesus. I mean, even I know you're not a religious man, Dom. You're an atheist by your own admission. But, you know, the whole look out for the meek amongst us. Embrace the immigrant. I mean, just. Even if you don't believe
in people, love people.
Yes.
Walk a mile in their shoes. I don't know. Yes.
I always felt like Jesus Christ, if nothing else, set a good example for humanity, at least if you believe the Bible. And I know you don't literally believe the Bible, but at least what we hear about the Jesus guy, he's the hero character. He's the good one in the Bible.
No, apparently that's
turning
the other cheek.
You're not supposed to be cheering for Pontius Pilate. You know what I'm saying? I like the guy that nailed him up there good. You know, that guy. That guy's strong.
Nailed it. Terrible, terrible.
Might be too soon for that joke.
Is it too soon?
Might be. Now, here's this song that our caller told us about.
Oh, is this it? This is the Here's to the State of Mississippi by Phil Oaks, O-C-H-S.
Well, I thought you were going to say M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I could spell that state at least.
Wow, good job, Curdy. Probably better off than Brett Favre.
M-I-crooked letter, crooked letter, I-crooked letter, crooked letter, I-P-P-I. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Packers football next on WRJN.
Oh, the Packers are playing? I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd mention that.
Oh, you did? Okay, great.
Packers preseason football kicking off about 6. We got the Brewers going off on WISS and WRCE, 7:10 first pitch. And don't forget Pizza Box Mike right here on WMDX. You know, the mothership, Madison, Wisconsin, Solidarity Realty Studios. It's going to be skunky smelling up in here. Stick around. Keep it locked. Civic Media. Get the app. Tell your friends. And have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Luke. Thanks, Dom.
Yeah, man.
And here's to the schools of Mississippi.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.